Okay, we have 4 days until showtime, and folks, this Berklee High School Orchestra has gotta pull it together. No pressure, but they are about to perform the American premiere of a famous German composer's original cantata about the Holocaust. And before you know it, this concert hall is going to be packed with rabbis, Holocaust survivors. Even the German composer himself is flying all the way in just to see this. So you can understand why the violinists are stressing.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was not as good as we could have played it.
I mean, that's just the honest
answer. The percussionists are like, what do you mean? It's going great.
This is the first time it sounded like music.
To understand why this is happening, we actually have to go all the way back to Anne Frank and a tree. Specifically, the chestnut tree that stood outside her attic window where she and her family hid from the Nazis. I don't know if you remember in her diary, but it's basically the only thing of the outside world that she can see, and it represents hope and resilience. And when the tree died recently, 11 saplings were saved. And you can bet that there was a massive competition for each and every one of them. Michigan's Holocaust Memorial Museum snagged one. Stephen Goldman is their executive director.
The Holocaust Memorial Center was one of the sites that was granted a tree, along with places like the 9/11 Memorial, the Clinton Library, the White House.
So obviously the museum wants a big, splashy way to celebrate having the sapling. So they've worked a lot with the Berklee High School. They are a really good orchestra. They've got a lot of Jewish kids. And that's how they ended up performing the American premiere of this German cantata entitled My Name is Anne Frank. This piece is complicated. The rhythms are weird. It's difficult to play. There's not a whole lot of melody. But some of the kids are really into it. Isabel Robleski sings in the choir, and she says this piece actually makes her feel like she is with Anne Frank.
I love this piece of music. As horrible as it may be, the sounds that we make and the emotions that we try to convey to the audience are extremely powerful.
In Hebrew school, we've always learned, if you forget the Holocaust, it'll happen again.
This is Austin Glass. He is one of the much-put-upon violinists.
You know, if we don't let Holocaust survivors tell their story, then we haven't learned anything about the horrors. So this is really what we work on, not necessarily just getting every note perfect, but really conveying the emotion.
And then it's showtime. And you know what? It really does all come together. Seriously, not just because that's a great ending for this story, but somehow the full thing with the lyrics layered on top of this dark, unsettling music, it just works. After all the applause, violinist Austin Glass says that this kind of all hit him just as they were about to play.
I didn't know that there were going to be Holocaust survivors in the audience, and that put, I think it put a lot more pressure on it, but it made it a lot more real for us.
One of those survivors is Guy Stern. He says watching these kids play is so satisfying.
Because it's my voice instilled in them and coming out of there. To hear that wonderful dedication of those children, because you felt that they felt. And that's a great thing.
He says it also makes him hopeful, because as his generation is dying out, the last of the survivors, their stories are living on. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.